Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we're on live tonight along with Worship Radio International Detroit Prayer Revival. And we want to give a shout out to our sister and brother there tonight. We thank God for Dr. Rhoda Bird and Prophet Blaine. And we're just glad to be connected. They're connected with us, and we're connected with them over there at Worship Radio. And I'm telling you, there's an awesome prayer breakfast that's going to be going on tomorrow morning at Greater Grace here in Detroit, Michigan. We've been posting it up, things, so links are going to be posted tomorrow. We're going to be streaming live as well as radio, so you'll be able to hear the ministers minister and pray. And I'm telling you, it's definitely going to be awesome. And so those of you that are listening in, once again, like I said, we're tuned in now with Worship Radio International, and we thank God for Prophet Blaine and also Dr. Rhoda Bird. And also, I want to make mention, too, that tonight you're going to be hearing a great program on tonight. I thought maybe I'd bring you on with some great worship. And we thank God for Planet Shakers. I love them. I'm telling you, the song that you heard was How I Love You was the first one. And the second one was My King. And that's off of their My King Live Praise and Worship album. And so we thank God for the Planet Shakers. And also, I want to make mention, like I said, tomorrow it will be streamed live, and also you will be hearing on the radio as well as the Detroit Prayer Revival Breakfast. He belongs in this city, and you can go on www.hebelongs.com, and a portion of the proceeds will go to Hosanna One Ministries. And it's a great prayer breakfast that's going to be taking place tomorrow, August the 16th, at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then prayer will be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you will be hearing great men and women of God praying and ministering to you on tomorrow. Tickets are $25, and it's sponsored by the Worship Center Network and Corporation. Further information, you can call 248, area code 351-6296. Again, I think this is 6296. I think that's what I believe I'm seeing that right. 248-351, I believe 6296. I'm trying to see. But we thank God the address is 23500. That's 23500 West 7 Mile Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48219, and that's at Greater Grace Church. There at 7 Mile and Telegraph. So we're looking to have a great time, and we're looking forward to you all being there. And for those around the world that can't be there, like I said, we will be streaming live where you can see, and also you'll be able to hear on the radio links will be posted up. And so right now we just thank God for all of you, as I stated, that is listening in. Again, we want to give a shout-out to Prophet Blaine and Dr. Rhoda Bird. I'm telling you, awesome people of God, and I'm just grateful to be able to open up the airwaves tonight on this end to be able to let you hear what's been going on. And again, a lot of you are asking who were the singers at the very beginning. That was Planet Shakers, one of my favorites, and that was off the My King Live Praise and Worship album. How I Love You was the first song, and the second song was My King. And we're going to be switching it up with a little of the, you know, the interview from my great men and women of God, as well as the prayers. We'll throw in a little worship song. So I just wanted to open up with the Planet Shakers. Once again, we want to say God bless to all of you listening in here in the USA, the cities and states, those that are listening in Africa tonight. We just want to say God bless you, those in the UK, those that are in Italy, those in Brazil, Switzerland, Hong Kong, all over in the Caribbean, Jamaica, Malaysia. We want to say God bless you, Mexico. God bless you. I'm telling you, we just thank the Lord for his many blessings, to be able to have, like I said, a great platform such as this to be heard. And it's just awesome. I was supposed to came on the other night with this, but something came up and I wasn't able to do it. And I said, you know what, tonight I'm going to cram this. I'm going to get this in. And I just thank the Lord that we're going to get it in. So we're going to be on till midnight tonight, and we pray that we'll be able to fit everything in. So starting us off, this is a great, I'm telling you, I was there when all of this was broadcasted, and I'm telling you, it was awesome just sitting down and being able to see this go on. And also, it's still even more powerful just to sit back and listen to this again. I'm telling you, I can hear it every day and never get, you know, it's just like brand new to me. And so right now, we're going to take you to the first part of the great Detroit Revival interview. And then after that, we're going to go to a worship song. Then we'll come in with the second half. And then after that, we'll go straight into the prayers, all right? All right, so we just want y'all to sit back and be blessed on tonight, what you're about to hear. And we will be back in a little while.
Starbucks later. Hi, I'm welcome to the Detroit Prayer Revival Show. I am your host. Excited to be with you today. We have two very special my own father, Evangelist Cornelius Bird, and Marlon Reed of the River Church. We are glad that you tune in with us, and we look forward to you enjoying a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord with us. So, let's get right to it. Dad, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so glad to have you here. So tell us a little bit about your ministry and how you got started. And tell us
well,
about
first of all, I'd like to thank God for you, how he has blessed you to bloom into what your name is, Rhoda, which means rose. Mm. And you certainly have done a rose to me.
I'm going to cry.
Please don't.
Please don't.
Well, one thing about how I got started is that at the age of 17, in the city of Indianapolis, I got called to preach. Wasn't saved. That's why I know that the scripture is true. That's a gift and calling and without repentance. But I was brought up in the church as a little lad in the sanctuary. Well, they had the brush harbor and they had little poles and things that they had, limbs and stuff, sawdust.
Wow.
Now, I never did move, even though I was going to church. Different. It was my choice to become Pentecostal. Pentecostal people are crazy, you know. God had chosen me to be. 17, I went on my own. I went to Indianapolis with a friend. While I was there, I turned into a bum. Whereas I
was
going to the pool hall, be a little pool shark.
A hustler.
That's what I was. I was hustled instead of being a hustler. I ended up sleeping in a car, and at the age of 17, I was in the room by myself, and I heard all that voice said, go into all the world and pray. And Pastor Reed, I had my buddy. I looked under the bed, went in the closet.
Wow.
Because I actually heard God speak. And I called my mother and told her I was home. And it's very hilarious how I didn't have enough money to okay, so I got a dumper bag. And people thought I was out on the bus with that. I couldn't tell them anything. I had to make up some stuff. So, very short. I went to the Pentecostal temple Bishop Gerald Patterson, and I heard the message, and when the altar call was made, and after I got saved, I went home, began to tell everybody what had transpired, what had happened. It was a longing for something more, being saved, that God did something more.
Yes.
And as a result, I went down with the Holy Ghost. And another letter stayed with some fellows at this sanctuary was saying that in sheets. And we went down there to see.
Right.
And when we got there, we sat in the back of the church. And Mother Easton called me up. She was looking at the little girl. So I went up. And Mother Easton told me, she said, this is no plan. You need to be saved, boy. I said, you need to be filled with boys. Already saved, but filled with mischief like most boys. And Mother Easton stood in front of me and said, call on him. One person said, hold on. The other one said, turn, let it go. And this young lady that I was interested in, she was with a black dress on.
I couldn't focus.
And just say, thank you, Jesus. I was saying, yeah, thank you, that actually happened. She was about 6 feet tall.
Wow. Shout now.
And Mother said, I closed my eyes, and I hit the floor, and with my proud self, I had dust in my hair, and when I ruined it, I said I wasn't going to do that, but with the Holy Ghost. And then after being filled with the Holy Ghost, not only did I sing, but I began to sing. And I so much love in my heart. Nobody had to tell me who I had, because he had. Then I answered to the call. Consecration, as young as I was, every day down at the church, and coming up to the purpose to find is that the Lord was dealing with me. He was dealing with me, Joel. How that in the Southern Kingdom, they had become with idolatry until God canker worms to bring them. And, as a result, Lord said to the common to moan in that section, and to rend their hearts and sing.
Yes.
And as a result of that, and I began to think about Peter said, this is the in the last days I will not some, but all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will have vision, old men will be dreams.
Yes, sir.
Sitting among the young folk. And he began to show George days, but first of all, that he was going to pull out. And then I began to bring the two of them together as that we looking for that last stand that the enemy is going to take over. And I believe it's in chapter 20. But we know the dragon and the false prophet. This pit. And in my ministry, I'm beginning to warn them that there is a place as well as it is for those that are saved. Let them know that they can detour from that by Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
Yeah.
This whole business of Christianity,
that's right.
Knowing that Jesus died on the connected two worlds back together.
Come on.
The spiritual to God. And oh, what an awesome
yes, sir.
Awesome price that he paid in salvation to us to God.
Yes, sir.
He brought God. And then he took us back to God.
Yes, sir.
And concerned about now. Somebody say, well, what about the position? I'm already positioned in Christ.
Yes.
But if anybody, I said it wasn't going to
be you.
He is an increase.
Yes. Be you.
5 and 17.
Right.
Amen. All things have become new. And now I'm a new creature. And I've been traveling all the gospel, telling men and women that Jesus saved. And I don't know how much time I got left, but say this, that out of all the things, amen, I'm still standing.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm propped up by the power. It's not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by Horasha. Seruska. To do all of this.
You know what that is? We're talking like we do on the phone.
Yeah.
And we get to talking.
And it's
we
not
talk
a put
for
on the phone.
That's right. Watch out now. It's a put on.
Hours like this. You have to excuse me because I'm just so overwhelmed. Because God is so good, Dad. You know, I remember this started because you caught me. And that passion for God and souls.
Yeah.
Just, and you just went up in the spirit and just began to tell me off of a fast then and said, the Lord is on me. And you called and you said, and you begin to tell me about the 24-hour prayer, and I said, okay, because I don't ever recall that happening since I've known you.
Yeah.
So, I've always admired, even as a child, the power of prayer and praying the word. And so I feel that's essential in this day and time. And the passion that he put inside of you, it just stirred up and began to move forward on the things that I believe the Lord wants to happen. I count it an honor and a privilege, not just to serve this capacity in the season, but to be a servant to you. That's so wonderful to me. So
well, I think I can disclose this now. I said that when you pray to the secret closet and what's done in reward openly. And I could say 3 or 4 years my prayer was in the morning.
Amen.
And Sanaya used to say, up so early in the morning. It's in early in the morning.
See, Dad, this you. I'll take this because I told you to be you.
Over in Jude, I believe, your most holy
praying
thing,
in the Holy Ghost.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. In the 8th chapter of Romans, that we know not how we all with moaning and groaning that cannot be uttered because the Spirit.
No, I pray it. That's right.
And I heard.
You heard.
Anyway, God bless you, Rhoda. I love you. Mm-hmm. And blessings in store for you.
Thank
out
you.
Of all the hurt, pain, being misunderstood, God is saying to you, this is this Hikobo shout. Wow.
Now you're going to mess the host up in a minute. You're not going to be there. It's going to come on too much.
I'm so overwhelmed with Thanksgiving at this moment. I'm so overwhelmed. We'll be right back after this announcement.
I'm not going to take it to the hospital. I have to heal it.
Right.
They would have put me in jail. I was soaking wet.
104 is bad, yeah.
Yeah. And I prayed for him, and I give God what me.
I don't know where to go. It's okay.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. You heard the God voice, didn't you? Talk until you get a tongue down.
In 5, 4, 2.
For those who am Rhoda Bird, and you're on or watching Revival, we'll say show. I'm here with my favorite people, my father, Cornelius Bird, and Molly Reed. We just had an opportunity to we had to go to announcements because I felt so overwhelmed. Holy Spirit. And speaking of the Holy Spirit, I remember being, he walked in the door and I looked at a friend and said, and it was because of the presence of God was so strong in my life from somebody just walking in the door. And 5 or 6 years later, I would come across again, who was now a pastor at that time. He still do a little bit of it, but right now he's in church and he has embarked on 7 years to be the pastor of that church. And so I'm going to introduce him and let him talk a little bit about how he got started and what revival really means. Pastor Reed, so.
Yeah. Well, I want to say, first of all, invite me today.
Yeah.
And it's a great honor and a privilege to always share and to and testify about what God is doing through us and in the earth today. And we're just excited. And that's the only thing keeps us going, mm-hmm. is being excited about Jesus. I encourage you, Dr. Bird, I appreciate you. You were dynamite. You guys are come on.
That's it.
I love that. Who knows me knows I'm old and new. I grew up in, my family had 10 kids,
mm-hmm.
8 boys and 2 girls in church. You know how the old school, now they ask you if you want to go to church. Back then, you want to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have a choice. We went to church, and my father used to, everybody is going to church as long as you're eating and sleeping here. You can go to so we didn't have a choice. Not that I wanted to fight it. We enjoyed it. Our friends were there. The community of believers there. Environment. You sit in church and you hear preaching constantly. We had church Sunday night. We had church Monday night, Wednesday night. We sit in church all the time. And we went in our church. One of us was having a meeting. And we were in their church supporting it. So we stayed in church. I don't know if that helped me or not. I guess it did. But at the I had really came to a knowledge or a place where I really began or really began to wonder about God. I really began to think about a young age and about salvation, my life. I mean, I don't know somebody at 7 years old, but when they made that baptism to come down and give your life, I came down and was baptized at 7.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really know what I didn't really understand the occasions of the church. I had no church anyway. I was going to church and I heard preaching on television. I heard he would preach about the Holy Ghost and the power of God. And man, I remember being a child listening to him preach. I didn't know why. This is powerful energy coming from this television. The Holy Spirit to get baptized. I want to have that experience. Make a long story short,
1982, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a revival service at my guest speaker, and they came out to pray with me. Back then, we had Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back there, and I didn't have a glory. It wasn't as glorious as your baptism. But, but nevertheless, it worked. And every time after I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I felt this tangible, perceptible energy. I felt this power. The old folks called it the quickening.
Mm-hmm.
I felt this quickening, and I would never leave me. All my life, I mean, as a young child, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, I would sit in service, and the presence of God would come in. I would get goose knots all over my body from head to toe. I mean, I would wave and wave sitting in service. And I knew, as a even knew that I perceived something different about it.
Mm-hmm.
I later on came under the influence of Kenneth Hagin ministry. Somebody had concerning spiritual gifts. I was like at maybe 15, I think 14. And I read those books. I had been praying and asking 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom. I could not understand what they meant. What is a word of knowledge? What is a word of wisdom? Learning of spirits. I mean, and you know, the Bible talks in that way.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. But I didn't have a greater, I was like, I didn't know what it was. And so, and pray and ask and call out to God to help understand these things. And all the Bible teachers I was asking gave me these glossed over answers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gave me Brother Hagin's book, and I read it, and he explained everything in the first 10 minutes. Every question I had, he answered the first 2 chapters of the book. I continued to read it on, and I said, well, this guy knows this much about this. Let me see what else he knows about. So I began to go to the Bible bookstore and buy every book that he wrote. I mean, everything. And he taught, his big thing was teaching on faith and teaching on the Holy Spirit. And then I discovered the book, and that really blew my mind when I found what it meant to really walk not in emotion, that you don't walk by emotions. You forgive people on faith.
That's right.
Even if you don't want to forgive them, but you have a right to forgive them, you can agree with God and say, I'm going to forgive them. And God will turn your heart as you agree with God. You know, a lot of people that they think we have to wait for a feeling to love people, but you don't, because love is not a feeling. Love is an action. You can demonstrate love and actually struggling with it. If you keep on doing it, the Bible says the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the supernatural thing to walk in the love of God. 15, 16, that was revolutionary for me to read that type of stuff. So, needless to say, when I got out of Bible school, I had pretty much the fact that I either had to try a ministry or I would fail or sink or swim. I'm going to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I had no vision and no angels and no audible voice. I wish I had a head when I made it easier. I started fasting and praying to see if I was really called to ministry at 17. It would not leave this thinking about it. I closed my eyes, I laid back, I thought about it constantly. Well, long story short, I did get a prophetic confirmation from someone in the church. You know, it's always when you get a confirmation from God and not. And God confirmed that thing to me. And so I signed up at college and I went to Rhema, Kenneth Hagin's Bible College, came back, and being about 21, at the time, working and serving in churches, and up until then, I'd only preached. But then there came a service where I ministered and prayed like I was taught, and we had so many miracles and people got healed by the power of God. It was just instantaneously. And I even had so many people come back later, and I ran affidavits from doctors that their livers were completely destroyed, and now they had brand new livers in their body, and they had it signed off. So I really saw that I had a strong in impartation of the Spirit and praying for people.
Mm-hmm.
And continue just to do it. And a lot of people don't understand something. They're just waiting for a signal or a sign when they should just be doing.
Come on.
So I did it. I preached the gospel, and I preached and ministered, and I was going to pray for the sick. I opened the altar call up for praying people. So I got praying for people a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the laying upon hands. And I saw so many testimonies, so many instantaneous miracles. And then I just get baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going, Terry, I'm going to lay hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw so many people getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. And as I grew in it, as I started getting a reputation, I started getting people started inviting me out around the city, then state to state, and then, you know, the rest is history. 23 years later in it, doing it, gospel, I preached all over the world, preached in every kind of circumstance, prisons, lectured at colleges, Oral Roberts University, I was lecturing there. I mean, just different places, opportunities, ministry, just by simply laying hands on the sick and casting out and praying for people to be healed. Just simple instructions is doing that anywhere, mm-hmm. on the street, anywhere opportunity to obey the Lord.
Yes.
And we grew in that anointing also. Now, people don't understand you grow in the anointing if you do and work with what you have. God will give you a greater anointing and you're not using anything or doing anything in his kingdom. And I was very adamant about sticking to those principles I knew. And, you know, the anointing began to grow to the point where you can touch people to get filled with the Holy Ghost. It would be several, time 20, 30 people in the parking lot would just hit them. They all hit the floor and they would be speaking in tongues and be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, as you keep stepping out of that, obeying God, God always manifests. And he confirms his word with signs following. That's one thing that I said, the Holy Ghost worked with them, confirming the word with signs following.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a healer. I'm not the Holy Ghost baptizer. I am an agent mm-hmm. of declaration. I declare and I preach who and what he is, and he never fails to demonstrate. Somebody get healed. Mm-hmm. Somebody always gets healed. All the time. I don't care if it's one person, somebody will. And long story short, you talk about revival. You know, there's a lot of talk about revival. But a lot of what we call revival in the church is not really revival.
That's true.
Really, the that's church true. Is supposed to be always moving in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that they say, you know, revival means to bring back to life mm-hmm. or to resuscitate something that is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the church can't be dead because the body of Christ and his Christ body is ever lives, mm-hmm. you know. So I understand the idea of revival. I think refreshing and renewal is a better term than revival because we're not dead.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand the
the
problem is they're not partaking. There's some places where it's like going to a cemetery, and it is cold. There is no spirit. And there's no life. The Bible says, Paul, the great apostle, said, "Where the spirit of the Lord is,
there
is liberty."
Yeah.
And he says, and we with open face, we behold the glory of the Lord as in a looking glass or as in a mirror and see that reflection. We are changed into that reflection as we look at it from glory to glory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that verse, I'm not a Greek scholar, but I can look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That verse says, where the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. Mm-hmm. Not wherever the Spirit of the Lord is. Because
mm-hmm.
the Spirit of the Lord is everywhere. David said, the depths of the ocean, there you are. If I go to the pit of wings of the morning. Wherever I am, there you are. God is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's there everywhere. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
See, wherever he is Lord. And the only way the Holy Spirit can be Lord, we make him Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If we allow him to be his Lordship. So a lot of places the Spirit of God is there, but he's not in control.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the boss of the Spirit. This is a man's agenda, a bunch of ideas, a bunch of religion. So he's there, but he's not in manifestation.
He's not present.
He's not present. He can't help but be there,
mm-hmm.
but he's not active
mm-hmm.
because we haven't made him Lord. We haven't allowed him to be the Lord in that service. We got an agenda. We got to put the dancers up. We got to put the praise team up. Do their solo. We got to have. And we're not. Nothing can be preempted
mm-hmm.
by the Holy Spirit. He has to sit back and wait for 15 minutes of altar call. Maybe there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And he blows. He listeth, and you know not whence he came. Such as every man is born.
Yeah.
That's right. That's too funny. So we have revival is the body of Christ around the country, around the world, globally, and even especially in this region. There's
mm-hmm.
a need for, I like the term, outpour.
Mm-hmm.
We need an outpouring. According to Joel, he would pour out of
yeah.
the Spirit.
Thank you.
I like the term outpouring.
Yeah.
Because we have the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
We just need the overflow of it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get in it and flow in it and let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand. Like she talked about how she recognized the anointing on me.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was young, she didn't know me. And I've heard that many times from people.
Mm-hmm.
But here's one of the things that people don't realize. We talked this Wednesday night, just in our past Bible study, about building an altar in your life before God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand that praying, fasting, seeking God, laying before God, not asking for anything, just
mm-hmm.
worshiping and bowing before the God of your creation. Just acknowledging him as the head of your life and just honoring him and meditating his work, not asking for anything. He'll start
for who he is.
That's right. When you alter in your life of honoring God continuously, Gentiles seek to speak and to come to you. And a lot of people have to time with an agenda,
mm-hmm.
trying to get God to do things. Get God to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is coming in. He said,
mm-hmm.
"I pray His word." He said this. All I have to do is pray his word back to him. In other words, I'm going to say, let your will be done in me and earth as it is on heaven. I'm not resisting it. I'm in agreement, and I'm bowing down and thanking you for doing it already. And we see that the power begins to flow when we release it or when we agree with God. And this is the position of the church. We need to come in agreement with the provision that God has already made. Instead of trying to get God to do anything, really, he's finished. Mm-hmm. He's not doing anything else. Mm-hmm. He's already done. He's already done everything he's going to do.
Get on the cross.
He finished it already.
Ah, yeah,
and
yeah,
he's on. He's at the right hand of heaven. The Bible says Jesus right now is making
come on,
intercession.
Preacher. Yeah.
And what is he doing? He's sitting and waiting and expecting mm-hmm. to his enemies be made his footstool. Guess what I'm doing? Mm-hmm. I'm seated with him waiting and expecting. I'm in agreement with him
mm-hmm.
and working with him. I'm a co-worker with him.
Well, can I say this?
Sure.
You're on the roll. Is that a lot of things we asking him to do. He told the disciples in that 10th chapter of Matthew and also in the 9th chapter of Luke and the 10th chapter of Luke,
yeah.
3rd chapter of Mark, 6th chapter of Mark, you heal the sick.
Yeah.
You raise the dead.
That's right.
You cast out devils.
Yeah.
What are we asking him to do? He told us to do it.
He said, you bind
there you go.
On earth. You loose. He's telling you, we have delegated God. This is one of the biggest misnomers, Christian. We have delegated God to do things for us that he told us to do for ourselves. We want God to send this. We want God to. And God says, you do it.
Messing
you lose.
Boy.
No, no. He's already done it with what he's done.
You got me fired up.
Very much so. And why are you fired up?
So come on.
Watch out now. I'm going to ask you, Pastor Reed, to please conclude this session or segment with prayer.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We give you praise and we glorify you. We lift your name high above the earth. There's no other God like unto you.
Yes,
the only Lord, true God.
Jesus,
the only real God answers and reveals himself. And you're the only God who answers the cry of the human heart. Lord, we thank you that you are near. You're not far.
You
are here. You're present help. We thank you for your mighty presence and your mighty Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Spirit of living God, stretch out your hand today, even to heal and to save and to feel those who are listening under the sound of your servant voice. Lord, we thank you right now for your mighty miracles. And Lord, we take authority over all the power of the devil in the name of we break every curse and every chain, and we command every limitation to be lifted
in
the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we thank you, stretching out your hand to heal.
Thank you,
signs
Jesus.
And wonders in the name of your Son,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
And Lord, let
yes,
Detroit
Lord.
Have an outpouring.
Yes, Lord.
And
Jesus.
I say, Lord, as your word says,
in the name
O
of
nation,
Jesus.
Not desire.
Yes.
Arise and shine,
yes.
for your light has and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Father, I thank you,
thank you
that your glory is rising
upon
this great lake region. We give you praise for outpouring in your mighty name,
in
Lord.
Name
and we give
Jesus.
All the glory and all the honor to you,
yes, Lord.
For you alone are worthy, Master.
Yes, Lord.
We
Jesus.
Thank you now in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
It's always refreshing to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, it is. For more information about the Detroit Prayer Revival, you may go to www.hebelongs.com. That's www.hebelongs.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you at the revival.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Don't give up your blessings around the corner. Just remember, he wants you to have everlasting life. Oh, he promised me life and victory. He said, hold out and then you'll see. Don't wait till the battle is over. Just lift your hands and raise them high. All the blessings he has in store for you. Every word he said is true. Just have a little faith and receive your destiny.
Thank you.
right leap into your destiny. That was Leandria Johnson. And again, you all are tuned in to the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on Deck, live with Worship Radio International Detroit Prayer Revival. And I'm telling you, we thank God for that first half with our very own Dr. Rhoda Bird and Dr. Cornelius Bird and Pastor Marlon Reed. And next, for the second part, before we go into the prayer, we have Dr. Rhoda Bird, along with Apostle Tompkins, and also Evangelist Mary Frost. We're going to hear that right now, the second part. And then right after that, we're going to come back to you with ending us with all the prayers that were prayed on that day. So still, we're having you keep it locked, and we pray that you are being blessed by this great, great program on tonight. We will be back in a little while.
What's your name? Tompkins.
Thank you. That would be a good thing to know.
I've been knowing her since a child, and sometimes I use her maiden name instead of her married.
Good thing we have a good editor.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, I'm Rhoda Bird, and I'm back with all of you, host of the Detroit Prayer Revival. I'm so excited. I have two awesome guests. Evangelist Mary Frost, who has been a long time preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and my dear Christ, Apostle Nataki. So excited to have both of them here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Detroit Prayer Revival. I want to start with you, Evangelist Mary Frost. Welcome.
Thank
what
you.
What an honor and a privilege to have you here today. I don't know too many people that don't know that name, Evangelist Mary Frost, because we hear the anointing flow like never before on the airwaves, and we're so excited you're here.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
I had to have you here because I remember a brief testimony of what the Lord showed you about Detroit. But before we get into that, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I usually don't talk about me too much. I'm too busy talking about him. You know, Mary Frost, born, partly raised in Kentucky, came to Michigan before my 18th birthday, grew up in southwest Detroit.
Wow.
Been here ever since, you know. So there's a lot to tell, but time would not permit me to do so.
I understand.
You know, met God at a very early age. Never heard the name of Jesus till I was almost 7. Was brought into my uncle's home. I'd been an orphan, abandoned in orphanages and foster care. Then when I was brought into his home was when I heard the name Jesus. And so I gave my life to Jesus at 12.
Mm.
And met a God of fire that I had not been told about, hadn't been told about, you know, started in. He began to teach me. He taught me about fasting. You know, he began to teach me, you know, right on up through. So, you know, and this is who I am today.
Awesome.
You know.
And we're glad that you said yes to the Lord. We miss out on so much. So tell us. I know that the Lord sent you away to do a work in another state, and then he brought you back to Detroit.
Well, actually, I had gotten out of work, and I was not finding work at that point in time. And so I moved to Georgia.
Okay.
And Mike wanted me to move to Georgia. And so I moved down there in 2010. And I was commuting between Georgia and Michigan between the rest of 2010, 2011, 2012. I was commuting back and forth between Michigan and Georgia. And during the winter months, I was confined to be in Georgia and went into prayer, went into fasting, and looked up and realized I'd been 5 months in a prayer room. And while I was in that prayer room, I was still doing a radio broadcast here on the local radio station, WMUZ. I was there for 12 years. And the power of God was just growing and growing and growing to the point where my people at this end of the Spectrum was asking me, what in the world are you doing? Because the fire of God, which has always been there, was just getting higher and higher and higher.
Mm.
I remember one day stepping out of my shower, and when I did, I had been in prayer all day long, and I stepped out of my shower. I literally stepped into a white liquid fire that had filled that room, and walked in that presence for 3 days. And God asked me, what are you doing in Georgia?
Wow.
And so being my smart, silly little self, you know, I seriously wanted to go, well, you know. You know? But I figured now's a good time to shut your mouth, Mary, and listen, you know. And so I'm like, Lord, and he said, I'm not through with you in Michigan.
Wow.
He said, I'm not through with Michigan, Mary.
Yes, Lord.
And he said, I'm not through with Detroit. He said, you have been sowing for the last 35 years in Detroit. That's where my ministry was birthed, was in the streets of Southwest Detroit.
Wow.
You know, I was just happy being saved. Hallelujah. You know, and God showed up and told me, he called me to preach, scared me out of my mind. You know, so, but anyway, that's where my ministry began to be shaped and to be formed, was in inner city Southwest Detroit, you know. And we were doing park meetings. We would do it back in flatbed trucks, back up into vacant lots and doing singings and, you know, all these things that we were doing and watching people come to the Lord. You know, it's awesome when you see God have a head-on collision with the Holy Ghost and they can't get away from him, you know.
Yeah.
And so he asked me, he says, what are you doing in Georgia? He said, I'm sending you back to Detroit, Mary. And he said, I'm sending you back to start a fire in that city. He said, I'm going to start a fire in that city that is not going to only touch and move that city. It's going to move the world.
Thank you, God.
And so I continued in prayer again. You know, when the spring days came, I was trekking back and forth, you know, and I finally came back up here solid in mid-January of 2013.
Okay.
I've been here ever since on a solid base, since January 2013. And God said, people are not praying, Mary.
Mm.
He said, they are doing everything just about it but praying. He said, they're giving me want list. They're giving me wish list. They're giving me to-do list. They're giving me better do list. And they're giving me hit list.
Wow, that's pretty serious.
He said, they're not praying. You know, and he said, this is what he said. He said, I am going to move. He didn't say, if you do this or if they do that, I'm going to move. He said, Mary, I am going to move in Detroit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He said, and if they're not praying, they're going to miss me.
Wow. And speaking of prayer, you know, I think it's something that the Lord gave you, the list of how people are praying. Mm-hmm. How should we be praying? Evangelist?
We need to be praying. You know, people call it the Lord's Prayer, and it's not the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. It was an example
mm-hmm.
of how we are supposed to pray.
Yes.
You know, in Psalms, it was written, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise.
Yes.
You know, when you start giving him thanks, you're still standing outside. You know.
Oh, wow.
When you're
okay.
just giving him thanks, you're still standing outside.
Okay.
Enter into the gates with
Come on.
Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? If
yes.
you ain't thanking him right, you ain't entering.
You ain't entering.
You know? You know, and into his courts with praise. Mm. And praise is more than just a cute little song with a good organ player.
Come on. That's
you
right.
Know?
Yeah. That's right.
You know, praise is an intimacy. It's where you start to enter into an intimacy with God
yes.
that leads you into that place of worship.
Yes.
And that place of worship brings you into a place to where you literally are encountering the presence of God and you enter into the Holy of Holies.
Hallelujah!
Where God himself
yes.
is waiting
Hallelujah.
With his arms open to receive you.
Yes.
And when you get into that place, there's no need for words.
There's no need for words. Love that place. That's a
yes.
special place.
I mean, people, you start talking like that and people look at you like, they don't know what you're talking about. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they're used to standing outside the gate, whining, complaining, sniveling, you know, threatening, bargaining, doing all these things, trying to, you know, it's like God is a genie.
Come on. Now.
If I rub the lamp just right, if I jump on my left foot three times, hop to the right foot twice, to the left.
Hey,
you done left.
That's good. That's good. I like that. That's good.
Thank you. You know, it's like people act like they don't know how to pray. And I told people, I said, you know, a lot of times prayer is not you saying 500 billion words and using all of the vocabulary that you have and start to enter into some that you shouldn't be using.
Come on.
You know, I said, sometimes it's simply waiting in his presence.
Yes.
I mean, if we look in an example of people that are in love, of a couple that are in love,
yes,
they love to be in one another's company. My musicians, Wanda and Peyton Rhodes, you know them.
Yes, I do.
They
wonderful
crack
people.
Me up. Yes. They've been married for 5 years, and they are so in love. When they started working with this ministry, and Peyton was supposed to be my cameraman to take the sessions we were doing out in the pulpit, and we had so much good footage of Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
Because he couldn't film. You'd hear me preaching, and you'd see Wanda adjusting herself in the chair. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't keep the camera. I'm like, Peyton, honey, I know you love your wife. You know what I'm saying? But you're supposed to be taping the preacher. You know? But you just want to be in their presence.
That's
you
right.
don't have to say anything.
That's right.
You know, and there's those times that you enter into an intimacy with your partner, with your mate. Words are not necessary.
Yeah,
people act like they don't understand that apostle.
Mm-hmm.
I was preaching in a church over in Detroit, and I was talking to people about this very thing, about building an intimate relationship with God. And truly, people were like,
wow.
And I stopped and I looked at the pastor and I said, Pastor Bishop, please bear with me. I said, can I speak to you just flat, plain down here
oh,
on the floor
good.
For a minute?
That's good.
You know? And he's like, go ahead, Evangelist, because he knows me. He's like, go ahead, Evangelist. You know? And I leaned over on the pulpit and I said, ladies and gentlemen, I said, what I'm trying to convey to you, I said, when you want to build a relationship with God, it's something that you work at. I said, it's much like building a relationship between a man and his wife.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
And I said, to get into the intimacy with God, I said, it's like being in the arms of your best lover.
Yes.
I say, you just don't want to leave. And everybody's like, like, and there were some young ladies, I almost cracked up laughing. There were several young ladies that were sitting in there, and they're like, and one mother, it was stunned them. And there was this well-aged mother, well into her 80s, sitting on the front seat. And when she did what she did, I'm telling you, like, fell on the floor. She threw her arm up. She said, oh, honey, I know about that. I mean, I'm like, now, did anybody just hear that? Because that's how we work at building a relationship
yes.
with God.
Yes.
You have to talk to him. You have to want to be in his presence. You can't slick God. You can't con God. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And people don't understand those things. They want to bargain with God.
Yes.
God said, look, I'm your father. I love you. I have a plan set in place for you. Satan has a contract against you, but I have a mission
yes.
for you.
Hallelujah.
And God said that everybody is trying to throw dirt in this city's face. He said, I've allowed Detroit. He said, Detroit is known worldwide.
Yes, it is.
He said, that little speck
that
sits at the thumb, he said, I permitted it to get the world's attention many times through many different venues. And he began to break it down to me of the venues that he had allowed Detroit to get the world's attention. And he said, once again, he said, the eyes of the world are on Detroit.
Yes, they are.
He said, because when that speck began to tremble, the world shook.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Glory to God.
Woo!
You just stirred up something here, Evangelist.
He said, the world shook. He said, because Detroit, I permitted Detroit to be the motor capital of the
world.
I permitted Detroit to be the motor capital of the
world. And truly, this is a worldwide revival.
Yes.
We are so excited.
Hallelujah.
For those who do not know, this wonderful woman of God, this little vessel, and this end time revival, because it's going to spread out beyond just Detroit, will be with us for a prayer breakfast. And you can go to www.hebelongs.com for more information about that. We're going to take a brief, very brief, because we want to hear some more of this good stuff. We're going to take a moment to go to our announcement, and we'll be right back.
Thank you, Father.
Into the world. And I believe it.
Yes.
I know it.
Yes.
I say, God, it's that's time. Confirmation. It is time. For those who are just tuning in, thank you for joining the Detroit Prayer Revival segment. We are having an awesome time in this studio. I have two special guests with me, Evangelist Mary Frost and my own dear sister, Apostle Nataki Tompkins. I'm so glad to have her with me. She is my sister and my very, very closest friend in so many ways. I can't even explain this. She's one of the reasons why we're here today, because we prayed about this years ago.
Yeah,
but we didn't know it was going to explode into this.
My.
So I'm just going to get right on this and introduce my sister, Seth.
We're here.
You want me to die? He did it. Yay, God.
Yeah.
You know, when I remember when the Lord blessed me to be on the Word Network a while back, and I remember my mother was like, I'm so excited for God. And I was like,
yeah, we're excited for God.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So God has used you to do so many wonderful things. We are watching so much of his word unfold. You know, that's why I encourage people, don't stop being consistent in prayer.
Yes.
There is a timing.
Amen.
And
Amen.
The timing of God is always the right time.
Amen.
You may feel like it's the right time when he first tells you,
mm-hmm.
but I promise you, after you walk a few things out, you realize, I wasn't quite ready back
that's
then,
right. mm-hmm.
but I'm ready
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited to have you here, Evangelist here. I just feel like we're just having a good old time.
We are.
You know, we always talk about how we don't understand how people are bored praying and bored in their walk with God. It's fun to be saved.
It is.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is.
We have also had many times we've been on the phone for hours talking about the goodness of the Lord
six
and
hours.
Nothing.
It's true.
Because we'll talk about one scripture and then another scripture.
Yep.
And we get into the stories of the
yep.
scripture. And
all
then we
right
get this
now.
Praying in the spirit. And then
yep.
when we come out of praying in the spirit, we're back talking yep. about the scripture.
Just that outpouring of the revelation just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming.
It is
all
right.
So
awesome. And speaking of revelations, you know, it was so awesome. One of your daughters in the Lord, Aisha, was saying to me, I was telling her about a little bit of prayer revival. And she said, that because mom was saying she felt the need to pray for revival.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crying laughing because I ain't talking to you in months. You can be connected in the spirit and not even be talking
that's
to somebody.
That's right.
Because
yep.
it's
right.
one spirit. Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
So I was so excited. I got to get her on this segment, you know. And so I love the, first of all, thank you again, Evangelist, joining us. I love the realness. People want to see realness. They are tired of
yes.
the fake and the phony yes. and the put on and the posture. They're tired of the money prophecies. Come on, you know, I'm just going to tell it like it
come
is
because
it's my show.
We do what you want.
It's technically God's show. But since he allowed me to be the host, we just going to keep it real, real up here.
Pour out his heart, please.
On his ladder.
Serve it up. Amen.
Amen. Serve it up.
True.
I love it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've had many conversations.
Yes, ma'am.
We've cried
yes.
about the heart of God being
yes.
revealed.
Yes.
And so truth works with us. So
yes.
what's going on in the spirit? What is the mm-hmm. Lord telling you about this time in season 4 Detroit?
The beginning of the year in January, the Lord told me to start praying for resurgence. Now, I have to put this out here. Resurgence is not in my everyday vocabulary.
I can understand that.
Yes, yes. So I was a good girl, and I did some background on resurgence, and I have become one with resurgence now. So resurgence is bringing back increase into a place where there was an increase or growth over a period of time. It is bringing back life, activity, and prominence where things were just kind of dropped off or dead. And so I've been praying since January about a resurgence coming. And within this resurgence, there takes place a rebirth. It takes place spiritual renewal. It takes place revival. You have the kingdom in the earth going back to its original condition. You have what the enemy has taken from people being restored back to them. You have us, the body of Christ, coming back into consciousness of who we are.
Come on now.
And this is the hour that God is moving in. We have to know who he is. Something else the Lord said to me, he said, I am done with lip service. I'm looking at the condition of the heart.
Ooh, ouch.
Now, if you look even at this number, the year that we're in, 14, 14 means deliverance and salvation.
Wow. Come on now.
So this is a time that the Father himself wants to enter in and deliver his people. He wants to deliver the souls who have not been touched, who really need to know who he is so that they can come into the knowledge of the truth of who the Messiah is. They don't know. So we need this resurgence to happen within the body so that there can be a mass revival, a mass
yes.
evangelistic move to come in that is going to take over Detroit and, in essence, take over the world.
Woo! Sis, that was some good food.
Well.
I need to see law on that.
He feed us well.
He feed us real good. Now talk to me about resurgence. Exactly what do that mean? Did you say it earlier?
I did.
You did.
It is a growth and an increase that comes in areas where there hasn't been growth and increase over a period of time. Mm-hmm. It is also something that takes place. It brings back life, activity, and prominence in areas where it has been dropped off or dead.
That's saying a lot.
That's saying a whole lot.
And that's what we are.
It's saying a lot individually and corporately.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. You know, in this time of refreshing, it's funny, you spoke about souls. The Lord has given you a special assignment that yes. I take heart to.
Yes.
Matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, there's a conference that's going to be going on about that assignment.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about what God has given you in the heart. Is it the
LGBT community, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community.
Talk to me about that. What's God's heart for his people? In this
he
season?
Really wants those within the community to know that he loves them.
That's right.
He really does love them. That those within the community really do have the heart of the Father. They are his creation.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon the assignment that the Lord has given me and the things that I have heard, that I have seen since he has called me to this area of ministry, I have to say that I apologize for those in the church who ostracize those who went to leaders, who went to the church seeking deliverance, seeking help, because some fight unwanted same-sex attraction. Some have already fell into the sin. And when they went in the right direction towards the Messiah, his vessels rejected them because either they did not know how to handle the situation or because they were uneducated. And quite frankly, we have some that are afraid. And there's nothing to be afraid of.
That's right.
Nothing at all. They are a soul that needs to come into the knowledge of the truth of who the Messiah is. And through developing a relationship with Christ, they will desire to come out of sin.
Out of sin. And see, that's important because he loves souls.
Yes, he does.
He being the Lord.
Yes.
All souls belong to him.
Yes.
It's the sin
yes.
that he describes in his word.
Yes.
And, you know, that he doesn't tolerate.
Correct.
But oftentimes, too many times we are focused on the sin that we lack understanding or we find socially not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Fornication is still wrong.
Yes, it is.
Adultery is still wrong.
Yes, it is.
Idolatry is still
yes.
wrong. Lying is
yes.
still wrong. They're all sins.
Yes.
So we don't pick and choose what sin is less
mm-hmm.
sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're all sin. But when it comes down to the people, I believe God's heart cry is
for the community. I don't want to missay the community.
LGBT.
Thank you, LGBT community, as well as the backsliders.
Yes.
Those who were sitting in church, giving their all, and they were misunderstood and they were mishandled. Where I heard a statistic recently, 11 million people in the United States have left the traditional church. 11 million.
That's scary.
Very scary. How does that happen? Especially in Detroit, you can find a church on almost every corner.
Right.
It goes back to what Evangelist talks about, relationship.
Relationship.
Our desire is for our leaders to gain a stronger sense of need for relationships. And I'm not saying all leaders, because we have some awesome leaders here in Detroit. We have some people that really do love the Lord.
Yes.
But I believe the Father's heart cry in this season is for all of us to reexamine ourselves.
There
you
go.
Paul said,
that's
die
it
daily.
Right there.
To examine ourselves and make sure we're in right standing in our heart towards Him.
Yes.
So many need to repent.
Yes, absolutely.
For being angry at God.
Absolutely, yes.
Just being angry at Him.
Yes.
Because they didn't understand.
And
why
treating Him frivolously.
Yes.
Now let's get there.
Go.
Okay, because there is a lack of the fear of the Lord in the church.
Come on.
And the fear, the reverential fear needs to be returned to the body of Christ. And we who are leaders, because He has trusted us with His flock.
With His flock.
Okay? We have to remain holy and upright before the Father. That means we do not have the liberty to walk here on this temporary earth as vessels who do what they want to do when they want to do it. We have to keep our face in the book. We have to stay on our knees, prostrate before our Father, praying to Him 24/7 to find out what the perfect will is. But at the same time, we have to remain on the surgical table ourselves.
Come on
at
now.
All times.
At all times.
At all times.
I've become so familiar with the surgical table, I just lay out on my stem and say, do what you want to do.
But, you know, we have to because
there's
so much going on today.
Yes.
I mean, we know the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. We know Christ came that we have life more abundantly.
Yes.
But we deal with everyday problems. People, society, our kids, our families, friends.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
I mean, many don't mean to, you know, hurt us.
Right.
Many mean well, but they forgot the part about speaking the truth in love.
Correct.
And sometimes their words are like daggers that go deep in the heart. And it takes that surgery to pull those daggers out so we can still walk in love as the word tells us to.
Yes.
That's not an easy job. But if we want to be like Christ, it's a necessary job.
And it can be done. Because what did He say?
Done.
All things are possible.
Oh, yes.
We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So it can be done. When we decide to lay down our lives and no longer consider our own personal feelings and really begin to walk with Him, what other people say won't matter.
Come on.
Not for real.
And when we die here. Huh?
When we die, this flesh has to die. We have to really accept that we are temporary residents here on this earth. We really have to adopt the mind of Christ, to immerse ourselves in Him, to really become one with Him. He suffered just like we do on a daily basis, but it was the level of relationship that He had with the Father. It was the maturity and the trust in the Word that He carried and the power of the Holy Spirit that kept Him separated from the flesh.
Come on now. You teaching.
We got to get rid of this flesh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. May I please?
Yes.
Sidebar. It was that it was that level of love. It was that level of love that He walked in along with that relationship that had brought Him to a place where He heard what was going on, He saw what was going on, but He was looking beyond what was going on.
Yes.
And many people don't have that love.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, check your God gauge.
Mm-hmm.
Because God said, if you are not walking in love toward the brother that you're looking at, and you say you love me, He said you're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't understand that the Word of God clearly states that love covers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a woman that's been abused. I've been in an abusive relationship. I was in an abusive marriage for 26 years.
Wow.
You know, and, you know, coming up the way that I've come up and coming through what I have come through, it has taught me a lot. In retrospect, with the Word of God. And it has taught me about the love of God. Mm-hmm. And how that when we get to that place, that's why Jesus could look and say, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
He knew they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
He could see the ignorance that they were operating in and the darkness that cloaked their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's the place that we need to get to. Because people hate the sinner, not the sin.
That's right.
Wow.
Say that again. I don't want them to miss that.
People hate the sinner, not the sin.
And how are we supposed to really?
We are supposed to react in love.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to move in love. Because anger can never bring about a change.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to me, you know, just like in the gay and lesbian community that you're talking about, you know, it's those forces of anger and that has pushed them farther.
That's right. True.
Amen. It really is.
Amen.
It fuels the flame.
It does.
Do you know what I'm saying? And the Word of God clearly tells us there's no law against love.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Because when you're showing somebody love and you're looking at them and say, you know what, I love you. I see where you're at. I'm praying for you. I want you to be delivered. It's like seeing somebody in a bear trap and hating them because they're caught in a bear trap.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
It is.
You got to pull them out.
You've got to do something to get them out.
Yep.
You know, and you're going to have to put some muscle and sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And to get helping to get free because you just can't release that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Come on now.
Well,
I love it. We all have we have all experienced some sort of struggle and addiction.
Yeah.
And we thank God for his love and forgiveness.
Amen.
We wouldn't be here today.
Amen.
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 So
yes.
I've enjoyed you ladies so much. Again,
you
can go to www.hebelongs.com to learn more about the prayer breakfast that our own evangelist Mary Frost is going to be at. Apostle Natak is going to be with us. We must talk itinerary.
Yes,
so,
sis.
Before we go, tell us how, let the people know how they can get in touch with you.
They can find me simply at maryfrostministry.org. You can get the phone number, office. I'm on Facebook, maryfrostministry.org.
And Apostle Nataki, how can they get in touch with you and learn more about that conference?
Yes. The conference is August 14th through 16th, and it is Love Broke the Chains. And go visit lovebrokethechains.com. And we are also on Facebook under Love Broke the Chains. And if you want to connect with me personally, I am under Apostle Nataki Tompkins.
Oh, my goodness. This has been awesome, ladies. Ooh, all
thank
is
you.
Power, all is power.
Hallelujah.
We're all is power to go through them airwaves
television
and everywhere else
yes.
and show up and let's just have a good time loving on our Abba.
Yes.
Amen.
This has been the Detroit Prayer Revival segment show. I, again, have been the pleasure of being your host. I'm Rhoda Bird, and we look forward to seeing you again next time.
All right, y'all. I'm telling you, we were blessed. We're going to go into our prayer right now. We have 22 minutes left. Again, you are tuning to the Angels of Melody with Miss Angel on Deck live with Worship Radio International right here in Detroit. And this is the prayer revival. I'm telling you, we thank God for our great brothers and sisters being on with us, sharing. I'm glad I was able to open up the platform tonight and let you all hear what went on a few weeks back. And so right now, like I said, we have 21 minutes left, and we're going to open it up with some of the prayers that were prayed to. And whatever prayers, whoever prayers that we don't get to, rest of them, we will hear on tomorrow as well. Also reminding you that tomorrow is the prayer breakfast, and we will be web streaming live, so you all will be able to see, and also we will be doing radio too, and you'll be able to hear, see and hear on either one, and so, or both, you know, so we just want to just let you know that, and we just want to thank you all that have listened in, because we're going to go out with all the prayers, so I don't want to interrupt and have to keep talking, so I'm just going to end it right here. By just saying we thank you all for tuning in tonight, and we pray that you were blessed, that it was something that you were heard, you know, something that you heard that you were blessed by. And like I said, we will be on again tomorrow. Links will be posted as usual. And so right now, in saying that, we just want to leave you with just know that God loves you and that the angels of melody, angel on deck, loves you too. And in us off is our great men and women of God that is going to end off with prayer. So you're going to be hearing me play different in different sections here of prayer in this last 20 minutes. God bless you all.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus, that name that's above every name, where every knee has to bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Your Lord of Lords, your King of Kings, you are our hope today. It's in you that we live. It's in you that we move. It's in you that we have our being. We come on behalf of those that are listening, the giving up, the dying, those that have been abandoned, children that are homeless, parents that are homeless, those that have been ostracized from society. We thank you, Lord, because you are God. You have no respect for person. For your word said, in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted by thee. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. For we know that you're able to go far and near. You're able to do exceedingly above all that we could ask or think. We pray that the power of the Holy Ghost will move in the midst of your people. Those that are sick, those that have terminal cancer diseases, and they've been given up by the doctor, but you're able to do that that the doctor cannot do. You're able to perform miracles as you did in the 5th chapter of St. Mark. The man that had the demons that were delivered and set free. The woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. You delivered her by your power, by Ruska, by your anointing and by your grace. The young girl, the lung cancer that died, the child that was 12 years old, you brought her back to life. And you're able to bring those that are walking around in pleasure, but dead while they're walking. You're able to bring them back to life in the name of Jesus. Those that have been forsaken, the women, husband that have walked off and left them with a house full of children. You're able to do that that we cannot do. You're able to go, O Basha, where we cannot go. For we know that all things is working together for the good of them that love the Lord, for they that are called according to your purpose. And you have a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. For the devil come to kill, he come to steal, he come to destroy. Oh, Rubosham. But you come that we might have life and have that more abundantly. Delivered by your power, delivered by your grace, delivered by your truth. In the name of Jesus, bring those that are, oh God, over in the war-torn countries, over in Iraq, God, over in Israel, God, are you able to touch, heal, and deliver? You're able to cast the devil out of the mind, that whole mongin' in that war-torn country where young girls are being raped and molested in Africa. God, you're able to go around the world and all over the world, and you're able to send your word through us, for we are vessels of the Most High. God, we thank you, and we praise you, and we give your name the praise as we pray for the all 7 continents. God, that there will be a move of revival here in the city of Detroit. God, for these 6 months that are coming up, you're able to bring back those that are backslidden, to bring them back to the family of God. And we'll give your name the praise, give you the glory and the honor. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Lord God, we just thank you right now. We bless you for all the souls that you are calling and receiving an hour, making us a fisherman. Hallelujah, of men. We just thank you, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit outpouring upon all flesh, causing young men to dream dreams, old men dream dreams, and the young ones to prophesy, God. We just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you will be magnified and you be glorified in this church prayer revival. God, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor for this day and this time and this opportunity that you have given your people, God, that you have opened up the doors that no man can shut and closed the doors that no man can open. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you for divine favor. Hallelujah. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every ill. Glory to God. We even now take on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our Lord, the God and the body of truth. Our feet are shining in the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the shield of faith to put every fiery dart of the enemy and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Our heads are anointed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our head are anointed. Hallelujah. With oil. Hallelujah. We have on the garment of praise. Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We count ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Honored and privileged for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace. As we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, begin to pour out your love upon your people. Pour out your peace upon your people, God. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your unselfishness. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a friend to the friendly. Thank you for bringing hope to the hopeless, God. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. Hallelujah. We honor you. We honor you. We take pleasure in knowing that we have such a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords. One who is magnificent. One who is awesome. We are grateful to be called your people. Hallelujah. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for covering us with your feathers, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for wrapping us in your word, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to abide in you and you abide in us. We desire you. You are the desires of our heart. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desires of our heart if we submit our ways. Hallelujah, and trust you, you will bring it to pass. Bring to pass, God, your word that you have spoken to your people in this hour, God. Help us, Lord, in the area of our faith, Lord. Help us with our unbelief. For without faith, it's impossible to please you, oh God. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. With thanksgiving in my heart, God, I praise you. With thanksgiving in my heart, God, I worship you. Hallelujah. Because there's nobody like you, Lord. I take joy and pleasure even as the thought of you, as I meditate upon all of your goodness. Hallelujah. Your mercy, your grace, and your favor you show towards your people. As I meditate, Lord, on your perfect will that you desire to have done. Your perfect will, Lord. Your perfect will. Your perfect will. Your perfect will. Not your permissive will. Your perfect will. Hallelujah. Your perfect will. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, God. I just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we continue to humble ourselves and pray, God, as we continue to seek your face, we thank you for the changes. We thank you for your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you praise, glory, and honor, God, for what you've already done and what you're doing and what you're going to do. Help us who are thirsty. Hallelujah. Who hunger and thirst after your righteousness. Help us, God. Help us as we desire to draw nigh to you and you draw nigh to us. Strengthen your people everywhere, God. Look upon your people globally, Lord. Those who have been martyred, God. Comfort those people. Comfort the families, God, of those who have been martyred. Comfort the families, Lord, of those who have lost loved ones today, oh God. Hallelujah. For it's you, have our being. We're nothing. Jesus said that without him we can do nothing. We don't desire to move. We don't desire to do anything without you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Our souls cry out for the more of you. More of you, God. More. Less of us, more of you. We decree that you may increase in us, oh God. Hallelujah.
Covenant that you have with us. You have been so kind, so generous, so forgiving, so faithful, so merciful. Hallelujah. Many of us do not deserve what you have given us in this day and this hour. Hallelujah. Continue to provide for your people, supply the needs according to your riches and glory in Yeshua. I pray even this day in Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this time, Lord, of prayer. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you even, Lord, for forgiving us from anything that we have done to displease you, Lord. We ask right now that you will forgive us all around the world, God, because we want to be right in you. And also, Lord, we're praying right now for you to look on the nations on right now. We pray that whatever needs to be done in the lives of your people, that it will be completed in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you will look on the USA. Father, we thank you right now for souls being saved, set free, and delivered. We thank you right now for the homeless having homes, those that are on the streets. We thank you, Lord, that many of them will have homes, that your miracles will fall down upon them. Even now, we thank you for what you are doing in many of their lives even now. We thank you for the prostitutes and the drug dealers and the gun runners and the gangbangers coming in, Lord. For we thank you for having your generals out there in the streets. And Lord, we thank you right now that you have called us. We thank you for the calling. We thank you for the choosing right now. We also lift up those in Africa. We thank you right now, even those girls that are missing in Nigeria. Lord, we thank you right now. You know where they at, and you know the time, the set time that they will be released. We thank you for it happening even now, God. We thank you for the miracles, and we ask that you will comfort the families that are going through, that were devastated even from the kidnapping of these girls, Lord. We thank you for miracles even happening in Africa. We thank you for miracles happening in Italy and the UK. Oh, God, even in Brazil, over there in Pakistan, over in Hong Kong, all over the world. We thank you now for miracles. This is the time of the overflow. This is the time of miracles, divine miracles, miracles that have never been heard of, that haven't even been thought of. We thank you, Lord, for them. Right now, we thank you right now even for the little babies that are stricken with cancer. Lord, we lift them up to you right now all over the world. Many doctors said many of them will not make it. Many of them don't know how they're going to make payment arrangements for the therapy, for the chemo. But Lord, you are their chemo. You are the radiation. And we thank you right now for divine miracles happening even in the children's lives that are stricken with cancer, those that have several pops. Me, oh God, we even thank you for healing to them, Lord. I know some that had it, and as they got older, they straightened up, even the speech and the way they walked straightened up. So we thank you for the miracles right now. And we also want to lift up your ministers all over the world. We thank you, Lord, for those that have stood ground in your word, even through the hard times, even through the bad times, the hurt, and through all the tears that were shed. They still held on to your word. They held on to your promises. So we thank you right now for raising those ministries up right now in the name of Jesus. Broken homes, Lord, we just thank you for broken homes being mended back together. We thank you for the love that will fall back in position with the children and with the parents, oh God. We thank you right now. We lift up those that have been in an abusive relationship, whether it was mental, physically, or mentally. We thank you for your divine healing falling now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for Detroit. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for the movement, for the shift that you're doing even right now. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for what you're doing. And we just thank you for all of things that are going on even now in the lives of your people. Prayers being answered right now. Many people waited and waited and waited and waited patiently on the answers for the prayers. And we thank you for answering every prayer right now. And Lord, we ask that you will continue to keep your people strong all over the world. We thank you that your hands of protection is around them. And we thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we ask now, Lord, that that power that you said that we had, that you spoke on in Luke 10:19, that you have given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And you said, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We thank you for that power right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, and we thank you for change. We thank you for great change coming to our lives, God. We thank you for finances being released, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every promise being fulfilled, because we know that everything that comes out of your mouth will not return void. So we thank you, and even those prayers that we still yet waiting on to be answered, we thank you that they will be answered. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory. We worship you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. There's no other God like unto you. You're the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. You are the God of Elijah, the God of David. We bless you and we worship you. We lift you up high above the heavens. Let every man be brought down that you might be lifted up. Jesus, we thank you that your word says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all of those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Lord, we thank you that you went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That sickness is of the devil, and demonic power and bondage and torment is of the devil, and you came that you might give us life and that you might destroy the works of the devil. Father, I thank you that you've uncovered and given us revelation and understanding to know who the enemy and who the thief and who the culprit is. Now, Father, I thank you that you stretch out your hand today and to heal. Stretch out your hand today to deliver and set free all those under the sound of my voice. Father, I'm asking you to stretch out your hand in the mighty name of Jesus to heal cancer and to heal tumors and to heal those who are oppressed with diabetes and sugar, and those who are struggling with high blood pressure in their body, those with nerve damage, and those that have all manner of sickness and disease. Father, stretch out your hand. I thank you for stretching out your hand to heal. I thank you for your mighty healing power. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Let your anointing flow right now into the sick bodies and those who are afflicted and those who are suffering with disease, those that have pain in their body. Let the Hanakundi Alakesha, let the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ flow in those bodies right now. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, for your healing power. Let it flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in healing revival in their bodies right now. We curse cancer. I curse every tumor. I curse high blood pressure. I curse diabetes. I rebuke fibroid tumors in the body now. I command them to dissolve and die in the name of Jesus Christ. I command healing in that body now, in every organ, in every nerve, every muscle, every joint. Be healed. I rebuke arthritis and its severity. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, let the power of God flow in those bodies now and bring healing in the mighty name of Jesus. I break every spirit of infirmity. I rebuke and bind every spirit of disease and sickness. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit of fear, every spirit of witchcraft to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. I take authority over all sickness and over all the power of the enemy. And whatever I bind is bound in heaven now, is bound and is loosed in the glory realm over those by Lord. Let your glory light shine. Let bodies be healed. Let them come under the government of God now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for your mighty healing power as it flows. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. It is well.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you for this blessed day that you've given us, God. Father, I thank you that you are calling your people to bring you back into the city, Detroit, God. I thank you, Father, for calling us for a time such as this, Jesus. Father, that your presence will come and live in the city again, Father. That you are calling your people. That a massive outpouring of your presence, Father, can be lavished upon this place. In the name of Jesus, right? Father God, I want to call forth, Lord, that your burning fire, Father, in the name of Jesus, will come and rest in this place, Lord. Will come and fill the city again. Just as you have called us, Father, that you have called Detroit to prosper one more time, God. That Detroit will prosper again, God, as you have called me to. And Father, as a prophet, Lord, I call for those things and I declare and decree those things that are not as though they are. Name of Jesus, Father God, today, as we go forth, I pray that you establish your will on this earth, in this city, Detroit, on earth, as it is. In Jesus' name we pray. Shatarere Fosian Dakai. Randarare Sosia Taradakai. Shatarayan Dororosia Seria Karenia Seria Tarororosia Tai. Randarare Satia Asiria Kurusia Tai. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that your presence manifests and rests.